Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly sunny skies develop with fog and spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 88. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 63. Tonight, clear skies. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 91. Clear skies and dry. Thursday, clouds on the increase. By Friday, upper 90s. Thursday, near 100. By Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 64.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Wichita police searching for a man who shot and killed a woman outside a hospital Monday night. Police say the woman exited a car near Wesley Medical Center when a man inside shot her and left the scene. Salina police arrest two teens after a high-speed chase Monday morning. An officer tried pulling them over for failing to signal, but they drove off. Speeds reached nearly 100 miles per hour before they crashed and tried to run off. Police arrested both teens and say they were not hurt. Senator Jerry Moran introduces a bill to make weather radios more reliable during severe weather. He says the bill would expand weather radio coverage by adding transmitter and broadband access. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Hayes man was arraigned on August 4th in Ellis County District Court on charges of alleged aggravated kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and interference with a law enforcement officer. According to Hayes Police, at about 12:26 a.m. on March 1st, Hayes Police responded to a report of a possible aggravated battery in the 500 block of West 7th Street in the back alley of Chuck's Bar, where a Hayes man was allegedly accosted at gunpoint by two male suspects and taken to an area between houses where he was physically assaulted and pistol whipped. And according to Hayes Police, the victim was allegedly stripped of his clothing, except for his underwear, and robbed of his wallet and phone. Isaiah Ty Simpson was then arrested and charged with alleged aggravated kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and interference with a law enforcement officer. And Simpson's bond was initially set at $350,000. Simpson's defense attorney, Cheryl Ann Stewart, requested a reduction in bond on August 4th. However, District Judge Curtis Brown denied the motion. And at the same hearing, Simpson also waived his right to a speedy trial. Simpson's jury trial has been set for January 20th, and pretrial motions will be at 9 a.m. on December 2nd. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report, for the week ending August 10th, there were 5.9 days suitable for field work. Topsoil moisture supplies rated 6% very short, 20% short, 64% adequate, and 10% surplus, and subsoil moisture supplies rated 8% very short, 22% short, 62% adequate, and 8% surplus. Corn condition rated 3% very poor, 9% poor, 27% fair, 42% good, and 19% excellent. Soybean condition rated 1% very poor, 5% poor, 25% fair, 57% good, and 12% excellent. Sorghum condition rated 2% very poor, 7% poor, 27% fair, 45% good, and 19% excellent. Cotton condition rated 0% very poor, 9% poor, 43% fair, 34% good, and 14% excellent. Pasture and range conditions rated 4% very poor, 9% poor, 24% fair, 52% good, and 11% excellent. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan is encouraging job seekers and employers who are searching for available talent to take part in this month's virtual statewide job fair that's hosted by KansasWorks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, August 13th. Tolan said Kansas businesses are expanding and they're landing more private sector investment from outside the state than ever before, and retaining and creating an unprecedented number of jobs and growing Kansas's workforce in the process. He said whether you're an employer seeking to fill essential roles or a job seeker looking to take on a new adventure, the job fairs offer the connections, opportunities, and resources to grow your future in Kansas. The virtual job fair format allows anyone searching for a new job to fill out applications, chat live, and to interview virtually with participating employers. This month's virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for the attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as they might be asked to engage in an interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in the virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation, and to register, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. In Nebraska news, 29-year-old Jordan Lewiston of Holdridge has been charged in Buffalo County Court with theft by unlawful taking more than $5,000 after being accused of stealing an unlocked vehicle from a Kearney gas station. According to the arrest affidavit, just before 6 a.m. on Tuesday, Kearney police were called to Casey's on East 39th Street for a report that a Dodge Ram work truck belonging to Snell Services was taken after it was left unlocked with the keys inside. The affidavit said a man reported that an individual walked into the store and walked by him before leaving the store and driving away in the pickup. Court records said a review of surveillance footage identified Lewiston as the suspect. A Kearney Police Department officer said he was advised the vehicle had GPS tracking, and he was then able to locate the vehicle at Valley View Trailer Court a short time later. However, the officer said Lewiston could not be located. At around 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the officer said Lewiston called the Kearney Police Department to say he thought officers were looking for him, and the affidavit said he was later located at Valley View, where he was arrested. On Wednesday, a judge set Lewiston's bond at $2,500 cash or surety, and he's due back in court on September 3rd. 47-year-old Desiree Heredes of Grand Island has been charged in Hall County Court with first-degree assault and child abuse after a juvenile sustained a fractured nose following an assault. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 9:45 p.m. on Saturday, a juvenile girl reported to the Grand Island Police that she was assaulted by Heredes the night before, and the Grand Island Police Department said the girl had a black right eye and a swollen, puffy nose consistent with being hit with a fist. The affidavit said the juvenile was taken to CHI Health St. Francis, where it was determined that she had a fractured nose. And Herrera later showed up at the law enforcement center to inquire where the juvenile was and was arrested and booked into the Hall County Jail. On Monday, a judge set Herrera's bond at $25,000, 10% of which she would need to post to be released from jail, and her next court date is set for September 15th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on August 6th, The Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Dale Jacobson, Jim Miller, Gerald Jones, Dale Engelbert, and Jason Jones, along with others to present business or observe. City Clerk Alex McKenna reported on several items, including that replacing the damaged sections and pieces of playground equipment at Elmwood Park will cost $6,361.86. The city received $212.50 in the head tax from the party in the park. The 2028 CCLIP application that was applied for earlier in the year was not accepted. There is a non-load-bearing beam broken under the grandstands that is on the list to be fixed. And Gary Lacey has been contacted to look at a potential termite issue in the poultry barn. Alex then stated that she and Jeff are in the process of obtaining quotes for the roof replacement of the Washington Square facility, and the quotes are due by 10 a.m. on August 18, 2025, and a finance committee meeting to review the quotes was scheduled for 3 p.m. on August 18th. A utility committee meeting was then scheduled for 3 p.m. on August 14th to discuss and review 8 properties with high water usage. Alex reported that the county is in the process of purchasing 122 Park Avenue in order to further expand the 4-H building parking lot. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jason Jones to approve the county attaching a parking lot to the west side of the existing parking lot. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. Alex presented the bids received on a lease purchase for a John Deere 510-5M utility tractor for the Parks Department. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to accept the bid submitted by V Bank. The proposed lease purchase with V Bank would be to finance $59,507.38 at an interest rate of 4.85% for 5 years with an annual payment of $13,688.78. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. Other bids received were from Solutions North Bank and Mid-America Bank, both at 4.95% with an annual payment of $13,751.74, and First State Bank at 5.33% with an annual payment of $13,870. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the Kansas Antique Racers application for park and grandstand use on August 30th and August 31st, 2025. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Jason Jones for the mayor, council, city attorney, city clerk, and assistant police chief to enter an executive session. After the executive session, the council resumed to regular session at 7:17 p.m. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve appropriating ordinance number 15 as a whole, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Engelbert to adjourn, and the council then adjourned at 7:18 p.m. The Colby Community College Endowment Foundation is proud to partner with the family of Brandon Gady to establish a memorial scholarship to honor Gady's lifelong commitment to public service. It will support students pursuing a degree in criminal justice with preference given to those planning careers in law enforcement or emergency response. To learn more or to contribute, you can visit the Brandon Gady Memorial Scholarship page. Born and raised in Colby, Gady graduated from Colby High School in 2013, where he excelled in multiple sports. He began his law enforcement career immediately after high school as a jailer with the Thomas County Sheriff's Office. During that time, he earned an Associate of Science in Criminal Justice from Colby Community College in 2015. In 2017, Gady joined the Phillips County Sheriff's Office as a deputy and graduated from the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center as president of the 247th Basic Training Class. Over the years, he served as a field training officer and drone operator, earning a promotion to sergeant in 2023 and then to undersheriff in 2024. Always willing to lend a listening ear, he's remembered as a genuine, one-of-a-kind individual, and his legacy as a true hero lives on in the hearts of his family and community. For more information, you can visit colbycc.edu. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be areas of fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 88 and a north wind around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 63 and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming south after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 91 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 68. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny and hot with a high near 98. On Friday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 100. On Saturday, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 99. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 96. And on Monday, sunny with a high near 94. Currently, with fair skies, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 96%. The wind speed is northwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.08. And the dew point is 65 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas State junior linebacker Austin Romaine has been named to the Bednarik Award preseason watch list for the Most Outstanding Defensive Player of the Year Award. He's also been named to the Bronco Nagurski Award watch list, which is the Defensive Player of the Year, as well as the Butkus Award watch list, which is the nation's top linebacker. For Romaine's third preseason watch list honor, the Bednarik Award is presented to the nation's most outstanding defensive player by the Maxwell Football Club. Kansas State has had a ton of preseason candidates, including Austin Moore last year, Kobe Savage in 2023, DJ Reed in 2017. They've had two semifinalists, the linebacker Arthur Brown in 2012 and defensive end Felix Ndike Uzama in 2022. While having Chris Canty in 1996 as a finalist. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
I don't want to have to tell you to buckle up, even when driving on rural roads.
I don't want to have to tell you to watch your speed, just because you think you're the only one out here.
I never want to have to tell them you're not coming home.
Lethal crashes are on the rise in Kansas.
Buckle up and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
I'm sorry to tell you there's been a crash. Your son's truck veered over the center line and hit a semi head on.
Your husband wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Excessive speed played a role, and an open container of alcohol was in the vehicle.
The drivers in both vehicles were killed.
Please, take these words out of my mouth.
Buckle up, drive sober, and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
Presented by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.